Welcome to the Hoopsite Podcast. My name is Alex Kennedy. This is episode number 223. We post new episodes twice a week, so be sure to subscribe and check back. Joining me today is a 2020 NBA draft prospect who spent 4 years at Notre Dame. As a senior, he averaged 13.3 points, 3.3 assists, 2.1 threes, and one steal while shooting 42% from three-point range. My guest is TJ Gibbs. TJ, thanks for joining me. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Things are so crazy right now. So I have to ask you, you know, what's it like to be going through this pre-draft process in 2020 in the middle of a pandemic? You know, how different are things?
It's a blessing, and it's a lot different. It's so much abnormal just because the way the season ended for like a lot of people in college, and also with the NBA pausing and now finally getting dates out. It's just been a lot of up in the air, and just trying to figure it out just every time we hear some new and good information.
You're working out at Impact Basketball. That's actually where I met your brother Ashton years ago whenever he was training there. So obviously you've had a lot of family members work out there over the years, and it's a great place to do your pre-draft training. I know Joe Abunasar and the guys over there really well. What's it been like training at Impact during this time when, you know, we know a lot of gyms and places around the country are closed? What's it been like training at Impact?
It's been great. I mean, we're in the gym every day, six times a week. We lift every day. We work out twice a day. And it's just good to be around good competition and other good players who are still learning the game and like trying to get to the next level just like I am. And we just push each other every day and just try to get better.
How is Impact handling, you know, everything with the pandemic? What are some of the things that are different about the training now versus maybe last year?
We're keeping the numbers down, which is, I guess, a little unusual just because, like, now teams are starting to, like, be able to practice and stuff so we can play 5-on-5. But at the same time, they're trying to keep it to where we only have a certain number of guys in the gym, and we get to play against different people at the same time. So it's a little strange and a little weird to see, like, your coaches and stuff wearing masks on the sidelines. But it's good to just be here.
Who are some of the other guys that are out at Impact training with you right now?
Isaiah Brown from the University of Northern Iowa, Trey Scott from Cincinnati, Tyson Ward from North Dakota State, Xavier Simpson from Michigan, Steve Enoch from Louisville, and there's a couple of NBA guys who are out here too. That are just training and trying to get better and ready for Orlando.
So whenever the pre-draft process does start, I mean, obviously you're starting your training right now, but usually, you know, we kind of ramp up and there's pro days and workouts and a combine, interviews. You know, what are you anticipating the pre-draft process will look like? Do you think there will be in-person workouts? Will there just be virtual workouts? What are you hearing about that?
It's actually a little, like, interesting because a lot of places are thinking about doing like regional combines where they bring people from certain regions into an area and just like kind of test them, have them play. We've been hearing that teams may have their own personal workouts. And like you said, there also might be where we have like a virtual pro day where it's on Zoom and everybody kind of zooms in. And it's a little a little weird, but like we're preparing as if we can have any of those options.
Interesting. We're hearing a lot of talk about how, you know, teams may evaluate players differently. In a normal year, we always see freshmen climb up the draft boards because they have a lot of upside and potential. And now, without maybe in-person workouts, with no combine potentially, with things being very different, do you think it could help you that you have way more game film because you were in college longer, you have more footage for teams to look at, and maybe they look for a safer option or someone who they can really evaluate and know what they're getting from a player? Do you think that could be an advantage that you have?
I'm not sure, but I hope so. I mean, that's a great point. And like you said, the ACC in itself just has a lot of great teams, a lot of great players. And I think this year and last year, there were a lot of good like guards that have come through. And just being able to have game film against those guys is definitely an advantage that I have.
Yeah, how much did you learn from playing in the ACC? You know, you've played against some terrific guards, as you mentioned, guys like Cole Anthony, Cassius Stanley. You know, what was that experience like? How much do you think you developed as a player by playing in the ACC against that competition?
Oh, definitely helped me. Just overall, just being able to kind of step up to the plate and know that like I have to actually go out there and do it, and just proving that I can do it to not only myself but to everybody else. And that's just like the same step that we're trying to take now, is just proving what we've done in college, proving that it's translates to the next level, and just having those guys who you know will be at the next level and being able to play against those guys, it helps.
What are some of those things that you're trying to prove to teams during this process? You know, guys usually enter this process and there's certain misconceptions about their game or how they were used or things like that. What are some things that you're trying to prove and show teams during this process?
One that I can defend. I think that's going to be a key in my game translating, is playing defense and being able to defend more than just one position, and being efficient and knocking down shots. I think if I'm able to continue to work to be able to shoot as best as I can, that helps and gives me an advantage.
You were at Notre Dame for 4 years. How much did you improve during your time there? And what was it like, you know, learning from the coaches and developing there? How did they kind of help you develop?
That was the best 4 years of my basketball life, just learning from Coach Bray and Coach Ayers, Coach Hump, and the knowledge that those guys have just about the game itself, and just knowing when to space the court, when to curl, just different aspects that you don't really think about, like without detail. I think that's the biggest thing, is each year we build on detail and learning the game. And Coach Bray does a great job with that, with all of his guys and the development that they have there. And each year they just made sure that we're adding something to our game as a whole.
I actually interviewed John Mooney recently about, you know, his game and going through the same process, and we talked about kind of, you know, how he's training right now and his development a bit. You know, what do you make of John and how do you think he can fare at the next level?
I call John Superman just because, like, there's nothing he can't do, and it's just like Superman. And I think his game translates almost perfectly to what he wants to be in the NBA, and you can see it in like Kevin Love and bigs that can stretch the floor but also rebound the ball at an efficient clip. Like, there's nobody who I've seen rebound like John. He's just the way he's able to do it is it's honestly incredible to watch, and I think that he's going to have a great career, and I know the sky's the limit for him.
For sure. I feel like every team needs a guy like that. You have two brothers who have been through this process and turned pro, Ashton and Sterling. As I mentioned, I met Ashton years ago when he was at Impact Basketball, and we've become pretty close. We're good friends, and I'm curious, how does that help you having two brothers that have been through this before that have both turned pro? You know, what's it been like kind of being able to watch them go through this and then learn from that?
It's been a great experience, and just like picking their brains and just being able to kind of call them, and just like, if I don't know something, I have two different people who have been through the exact same thing that I've gone through. And it's incredible to just watch them, like the way that they want to help me. And Ash almost calls every day, just asking about my workouts, asking how I'm doing, just checking in. Like, he knows the little nicks and knacks that you can get just going through the everyday grind. Sterling, he's still playing, and he's getting ready, and it's always good because I know that he's competing, so it makes me want to compete a little bit harder knowing that my brothers are out there too.
Yeah, when I talked to Ashton, he was like, we gotta do this, we gotta do that. I've been telling him this and that. He's all involved, and I love it. It's very cool. What's the best advice, or what's some advice that they've given you?
One is that just run your own race, and I think that's the greatest thing that like I've learned so far from them, is that even both of them have had different journeys about the way that they've gotten to where they are, and just embracing it every day. This is a unique situation that we've never been in with the whole corona, and just embracing that we don't really know what's going to happen, but at the same time, it's more time for us to work on our games to just get better.
So let's talk about your game for a second. What do you feel are your biggest strengths as a player?
I think one, my shooting or scoring. I think I can defend guards. I need to be able to defend bigger guards better. and just also just knowing how to play the right way. I think being at Notre Dame, they really teach us how to play the right way and making the right reads and the right plays.
And what do you feel are your biggest weaknesses or things that you need to work on still?
Defending bigger guards, my passing, running a team, being a point guard. I didn't really have to do that as much at Notre Dame, but I think at the next level, no matter where it is, I need to be able to kind of run the team, be a point guard, and kind of get everybody where they need to go.
Who were your favorite players growing up and, you know, NBA players that you studied or, you know, even to this day that you kind of watch their film? Who are some players that you like to study?
I love watching Kyle Lowry. I think it's not even about the way or what he does on the court. It's how he does it. He's able to like worm through little spaces, get rebounds, figure out how to make a pass that people don't really see. I also like watching Kyrie just because I'm a New Jersey guy, and just watching him just play with the ball is crazy. But I think I want to be a guy like Bryn Forbes from San Antonio, just a guy who can defend but also shoot. And when his number's called, he hits the shot.
For sure. What was it like, you know, having the draft rescheduled, not knowing when it would be or kind of what, I mean, like you kind of mentioned, things are so up in the air. We didn't know if there's going to be a combine. We didn't know Impact Basketball was closed for a while, and we didn't know when that was going to open back up and when that training would start. You know, what was that like, not knowing when the draft would be and not really knowing what you're training toward?
It's honestly, it's a little relieving, I would say, just because there's no pressure of anything having to happen now. So we're getting ready, but I can work on what I want to work on my game for me to get to the next level without having to prepare this day for a combine or anything. So it's a little bit of a weight off our shoulders just because we can kind of get ready how we want to. And when it comes close to a combine or something, we'll be able to prepare for it.
One NBA agent I was talking to was saying that the Zoom interviews are going to be so important this year. And every year the interviews are important. You go to the combine and you see these teams meeting with players. But this year, you know, there's not really much else to go off of unless they have virtual workouts or things like that. But the Zoom interviews could be really, really important this year. Are you doing anything to prepare for those so that you know, how to handle certain questions or how to answer certain things and, you know, be prepared for certain topics? Are you doing any preparation for those interviews?
So my agent kind of has us just set up a class where we can talk about certain questions that teams may ask us about our time in college or the way we're going through the process. And just having that type of class in itself helps just because we're prepared for the unknown. Like there's a lot of things that people ask in these interviews that I wouldn't have been prepared for if I was just going in there and not preparing for it at all.
Yeah, some of the questions are crazy. We wrote an article on Hoops Hype a few years ago about just some of the questions that are asked that are honestly sometimes really inappropriate. Sometimes really it's like a trick question. They're trying to trick you into saying something. There are some really wild ones. So I always make sure the guys are preparing and you know, doing their homework on it, because the last thing you want to do is go in there and be blindsided by it. So what's a typical day like for you at Impact? You mentioned some of the guys that you're working with and, you know, how many days a week you guys are working out, but what's a typical day like for you?
So we usually wake up at around 8. We're usually up before 8. We get to the gym and we're starting to work out at 8. We usually go from 8 to about 10:30, 11. We have a on-the-court workout and a lift. The lift is about an hour. The on-the-court workout's about an hour. So by the time everything is done, it's about a two and a half hour morning session. We go home, we eat lunch for about 2 hours, and then we go back again for a second session of shooting or on the court workouts for the day. And that's usually about another hour and a half. And we have a little bit of conditioning at the end, and then we get up and do it again.
Awesome. Is there anything about this process that has surprised you or that you weren't expecting? Obviously, again, having two brothers that went through it, you know, I'm sure you're able to pick their brain. But is there anything that, you know, you weren't expecting or that surprised you that you learned once you started actually doing it?
I didn't realize how intense the sessions can be. I think that's one thing about college and the NBA that's like a part of the transition is it's another level of intensity, and like you can tell the difference between high school and college. And the first day here was kind of like a little bit of a get up and go, like let's go, this is going to be all out. And I love that about it. It's actually getting us in better shape to just be able to go through a high intensity workout and not break down afterwards.
Yeah, for sure. There's so many stories that I have from either Impact or IMG Academy where, you know, they were running guys into the ground and guys were puking left and right. And it's much better to get that out now than it is during the workouts, because you always go to those, you know, NBA team workouts and you can tell which guys are in shape and have been going through conditioning hell and which guys haven't, because they're the ones puking at the NBA workouts. So much better to do it now, right?
Yes, sir.
If you don't get drafted, are you planning to play in the G League or go overseas? Would you be willing to do that?
Yes, I'll be willing to take anything at the end of the day. I love playing basketball. It's what I want to do in my life. So wherever the road takes me, I'm going to embrace it, kind of ride the journey and just see where it goes.
If I were an NBA executive, what would you tell me? If I'm asking you, hey, why should I draft you? And I'm an NBA executive, what would you say?
I'm gonna give you my all-out best. I think you're gonna get a guy that's gonna come in every day, ready to work, ready to get better. I know there's a lot that I need to learn to kind of get to where my goal is of being in the NBA. But I want to learn each and every day, and I think being here at Impact is an important step because I'm preparing myself to go into these type of situations. And the better prepared that I am, I think. The better the outcome can be, and just getting better each and every day and just working hard.
And teams usually want to know what you would be like off the court as well, you know, what kind of presence you'd be in the locker room, whether they can depend on you and things like that. So, you know, how would you help with your off-court presence as well? What are some ways that you think you could fit with a team and maybe help off the court?
I'm a real easygoing guy. I just like to chill, hang out, play 2K. I think that's really important to my day-to-day activities is to play in 2K and just getting along with guys in the locker room and just kind of being like, it's funny because when you get to college, it's like you're the little brother as a freshman and you work your way up, and it's kind of refreshing to be able to start new and know that like when I come into a locker room, I'm going to be the little brother and just have to work my way up.
What would that mean to you to play as yourself in NBA 2K?
It would mean the world. I mean, we've been growing up playing that game and just like you even create a player and all that. It would mean the world to be in that game.
Well, thank you so much for your time, man. I really appreciate it. I'm rooting for you. And thanks so much for joining me.
No, thank you. It's an honor.
Well, good luck. And if you guys want to hear more episodes of the Hoopsite podcast, check us out on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, anywhere your favorite podcasts are found. And until next time, thanks for listening.